In police departments across the nation, a quiet change is underway. Gay and lesbian officers are serving as official liaisons to homosexual residents in their cities. It's one way city police departments are trying to deter hate crimes based on sexual orientation. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood is known as a gay area. The bars in a section unofficially called Boys Town are considered safe havens from crime. But it hasn't always been that way. Art Johnston will tell you. He's co-owner of one of the oldest gay bars in Chicago, called Sidetrack.
When we opened here in 1982, we weren't open 4 months when we had a minor disturbance. Somebody came in with a pool cue, wanted to start beating up customers. Police came by and arrested me, called me a faggot, told me they were going to close my faggot bar. And now here we are 19 years later, and the police commander comes here to have pies thrown at him for benefits to raise money for lesbian, gay, civil rights. And I hope the liaison stuff will make it work even better.
The Chicago Police Department has had a liaison to the gay and lesbian community since 1996. Now the job is held by Officer Jose Rios, a 33-year-old openly gay officer. He's been on Chicago's force for 3.5 years, but he's had this job just a few weeks.
I'm Officer Rios. I'm the gay liaison.
Oh,
I had called to say that we were going to come in here and look around your bar and make sure everything was okay.
Okay, that's fine. Go right ahead.
In plain clothes, Rios mainly patrols Halsted Street, which is lined for a mile with tall, gold-plated, rainbow-spiraled columns. Rios cruises the many bars and nightclubs along this party street with names like Sidetrack and Circuit.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are
you? I'm Officer Rios. I'm the new liaison between the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender and the police department.
Okay. And Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, nice to meet you.
It's comfortable to know that there's gay officers out here. A lot of people don't know it.
Bill Burke has never heard of a police liaison to the gay community. He's a 30-year-old sipping cosmopolitans with two friends. He just moved to Chicago from Houston.
This is actually very interesting to know that we actually have someone that we can call. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Officer Rio smiles, flashing perfect white teeth, shakes hands, passes out his business card around the club. Later, he drives around patrolling the streets. Rio says much of his job is to prevent hate crimes and to encourage more people to report them. He says he believes homosexual victims are still wary of reporting crimes to the police, which may explain why gay and lesbian rights groups have higher hate crime statistics than police do.
You know, I want them to feel comfortable enough where they can come to me and say, this happened to me, because I am a gay officer, that maybe they feel more comfortable speaking with me.
The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force believes police liaisons are having a positive impact. Lori Jean is executive director of the group. She successfully lobbied to get a police liaison to the gay community in Los Angeles.
I think the liaisons are making a difference in people reporting hate crimes. It used to be that people were afraid to go to the police department and report that they were the victim of a hate crime because they expected that they would be treated poorly because of their sexual orientation.
The Chicago Police Department says reports of hate crimes committed against people because of their sexual orientation decreased last year. But it's difficult to determine how often they occur because there is no hate crimes law that covers gays and lesbians. Currently, the federal government only prosecutes hate crimes motivated by race, color, religion, or national origin. The Senate is scheduled to debate legislation this fall that would expand the federal definition of hate crimes to cover gender and sexual orientation. Without such a law, not all gay rights activists agree that liaisons are the best solution in the meantime. Rick Garcia is founder and political director of Equality Illinois, a grassroots gay rights organization. He approves of the liaison in Chicago, but says not all cities would be so lucky.
Liaisons can't be shills for an elected official or for a police superintendent. A good liaison will represent us to the police department, not the police department to us.
Officer Rios feels he's doing all he can.
If there was a law about hate crimes, about doing this or doing that, committing a hate crime, it would make my job a much easier task. I think if we can get everybody thinking in the same track as to whether it's because they're black or white or gay or lesbian, it's wrong regardless. We need to get that going, and I think one day we will.
Until that happens, gay rights activists are helping with sensitivity training in metropolitan police departments around the country. And they're working in cities that shun liaisons to the gay community, like Detroit. Gay rights activists hope to teach police officers that they, too, are a vulnerable group, just like homosexuals, subject to dangerous stereotypes and violence just because of what they wear and what they represent. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.